We continue with Mishnah Brura, Amud Yom Hilchos Shabbos, Siman Resh Mem Ches, Sif Dalet. Hayotzim B'Shayar B'Midbar, one who goes out on a caravan with a group of people into the desert. V'Hakol Yodim Shem Tzrichim L'Chal Shabbos, and everybody knows when they leave that along the trip, when it comes to Shabbos, they're going to have to perform some sort of malacha on Shabbos and be machal Shabbos. Kim nehasachana lo yuchu la'akiv b'midbar b'Shabbos levadam, because they will not be able to stay in the desert on Shabbos by themselves because of the danger. So therefore, they will have to do something in order to protect themselves or in order to continue on the trip, which would be a chil Shabbos. Shlosha yamim kodem Shabbos asurim latzeis. If it is within 3 days of Shabbos, they are not allowed to go out on such a trip. Uvi yom rishon, uvi sheni, uvi shlishi, mutar latzeis. However, on Sunday, Monday, or Tuesday, you are allowed to go out on the trip. This implies as well the machlokas we saw earlier between the Mishnah Berurah and the Gra, that we paskin like Mishnah Berurah and the other Achronim, that 3 days before Shabbos includes Wednesday, not like the Gra who said that it only included Thursday and Friday. Here we see clearly in the Mechaber that you can go out on Sunday, Monday, or Tuesday only. However, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, you cannot go out on such a trip. If you went out on one of those 3 days, Sunday, Monday, or Tuesday, on such a trip, and then it came to Shabbos, and it turned out you had to be Mechal Shabbos in order to save your life or someone else's life, it is permissible, and there is no problem. The Mishnah Berurah says that we have already explained the reason for this chiluk, because we said that the last 3 days of the week are connected to the coming Shabbos, and the first 3 days of the week are connected to the Shabbos before, and during those first 3 days, you don't have to worry about the upcoming Shabbos. However, the Mishnah Berurah quotes two important points. The first one is that even though it's true that if the Chil Shabbos happens, it's okay, if you know for a fact that the Chil Shabbos is going to occur, you are not allowed to say to the other members of the traveling party, don't worry, I will be Mechal Shabbos also, if need be, on Shabbos. This, the Mishnah Berurah says, is even true if you are going for a Dvar Mitzvah. And that's because you cannot say clearly that you are planning on being Mechal Shabbos. If it happens, it happens. And if you know it might happen and you have to Mechal Shabbos, that's okay. But to stay clearly before Shabbos that you are planning on being Mechal Shabbos, that's not okay, says the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah takes it a step further and quotes the Ma'ariv and Leiv and the Radvaz that even if you don't state clearly that you're planning to be Mechal Shabbos, but you know Bevadai that you are going to have to be Mechal Shabbos, you must try your hardest to do whatever you can to avoid being Mechal Shabbos. And there are even those who put themselves in danger in order to avoid being Mechal Shabbos if they know that it is going to happen for sure. The Mechaber continues, Va'ula le'eretz Yisrael, one who is going on such a trip in such a traveling party in order to go to Eretz Yisrael, im nezdam lo shayar afil b'erev Shabbos, if the trip is leaving on, even on Friday, kein dvar mitzvah hu yachol lifrosh, since it is for dvar mitzvah, the same differentiation that we saw earlier by going out on a boat, dvar mitzvah versus dvar shus, since this is for dvar mitzvah, you are allowed to go out even on Erev Shabbos. Uposek imahim lishbos, as we saw earlier, you must request of them that they will stop the traveling on Shabbos. Yimach hashiyu b'midbar lo yirtzu lishbos imo. But if once they are already in the desert on Shabbos, they don't want to stop, you continue to go on with them, even if it is going to go outside of the tchum, which is asur on Shabbos, because of pikuach nefesh reasons, we would allow you to do so. When it comes to going to Eretz Yisrael, the Mishnah Berurah quotes machlokes, whether it is only if you are planning on staying there to live there forever, or even to return, since there are some that hold that just walking dalet amos in Eretz Yisrael is a mitzvah, or not. The Shulchan Aruch HaRav thinks that for sure that walking dalet amos isn't enough. The Mishnah Berurah is only mesupak as to whether it means you are planning on staying there forever or you are planning to go there, but you might have to come back for whatever reason. The Mishnah Berurah also adds that even though we allow you to go outside of the tchum because of pikuach nefesh purposes, once you get to a makom yishuv where there are people there and there is no longer a chashash of sakanas nefashos, then even if they are continuing on, you must stop and you only have 2,000 amos to walk, which is about a half a mile. The Mechaber continues, V'im nichnas li'rachas b'Shabbos, mahalech eskula, if you come to a city on Shabbos, you can walk all throughout the city. V'afilu hinichu michutz la'ir, even if they dropped you off outside of the city and you want to go into the city, that is going to be permissible. Since you went out for a dvar mitzvah, when you get to wherever it is that you're going, you will have a half a mile outside of the city to walk. The Be'er Halacha points out that we have found a couple more chumras in the area of going out on the Shayara as opposed to going out on the boat. Over here, we see that there are some who are machmir in the situations, even if you know you are going to come to be Machal Shabbos, because of Bikuach Nefesh, they try their hardest to avoid the Chil Shabbos. There are some that say that if you know Bevada that you are going to have the Machal Shabbos, then you shouldn't go. Also, in the case of the Shayara, we saw that you have to do the Psika, you have to tell the person who is running the trip that you want to stop on Shabbos, as opposed to by the case of the boat, we saw that even if you don't tell him to b'dieved, it's okay, even if you don't tell the captain to stop. So why such a differentiation? Why the differences? Why are we more machmir by the case of the shiara? And the Be'er Halacha answers, because when it came to the situation of the boat, we found a couple of explanations in the Rishonim why that din was true, that you could leave the first 3 days of the week, but not the second 3 days of the week. Some related to Oneg Shabbos, some related to Tchum. Other answers besides putting yourself in a Chil Shabbos situation. However, in this case of the shiara, this whole din only goes based on the Balamor's explanation that you have to try to avoid putting yourself in a Chil Shabbos situation. But if you're going out within the first 3 days of the week, then you don't have to worry about such a din. However, it appears that the other Rishonim would have disagreed with that, and they would hold that even if you go out during the first 3 days of the week, you can't go if you know there's a chance that you are going to have to be Machal Shabbos, as they didn't explain the case of the boat in such a manner. So therefore, this din of Hayotze B'Shayara only works according to the explanation of the Baal HaMor. And since it only works according to the explanation of one of the Rishonim, the Be'er Halacha explains that we try to be more machmir in this case as opposed to the other cases, since we don't know what the other Rishonim would say about Hayotze B'Shayara. So therefore, we require the Psika no matter what. And we try our hardest to avoid the Chil Shabbos, which may occur, since other Rishonim might say that there's no way you can put yourself in a situation where you would have to be Machal Shabbos, even if you left during the first 3 days of the week, especially if you would come to be over on an Isser D'Oraisa. Tomorrow we will conclude Siman Resh Mem Ches with the words of the Ramah and begin Siman Resh Mem Tes.